Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, the sun is shining brightly. In Tel Aviv, it's a warm, pleasant day, perfect for a walk by the sea. Jerusalem is enjoying mild temperatures, while Haifa also basks in sunny weather. A beautiful day ahead for most of the country. Here are today's headlines. First, negotiations with Iran are taking place in a highly dangerous manner. The IDF is preparing for a possible escalation against Iran and Lebanon amid tense negotiations. This comes from Mariv, just in. Also, Netanyahu has stated that operations continue in Lebanon. The Prime Minister says there is more work to do to counter infiltration and rocket threats. This report comes from Ynet, earlier today. Also this hour, The Wall Street Journal reveals that Trump is considering a limited operation against Iran. This follows failed negotiations in Islamabad. Jerusalem Post reported this earlier today. Separately, Israeli leaders have condemned Erdogan after Turkish prosecutors filed war crime charges against them. Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel will continue to fight Iran's terror regime. This is according to JNS, from earlier reporting. And finally, Chen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, highlights the ongoing challenges Israel faces in the region. Here's what people are saying online. An Egyptian Coptic Christian was reportedly kidnapped and tortured, with his body parts fed to dogs by Islamists, according to E. Yacobi, a journalist posting just minutes ago. Shayna Mayerson, a US-based commentator, noted that Israel's undiplomatic podcast hosts discussed the lack of a deal with Iran in a post from earlier today. AMK Mapping, a conflict monitoring account, reported that Hezbollah has published 60 statements today regarding operations targeting Israel and the IDF, reflecting an increase in activity. Let's go deeper. Starting with the negotiations with Iran, Mariv reports the talks have been fraught with haggling tactics. The IDF is on high alert, anticipating potential conflict escalation should talks fall through. The tense atmosphere underscores the fragility of the region's stability. Turning to Lebanon, Ynet details that Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized ongoing military operations. These efforts aim to enhance security against infiltration and missile threats. This persistence indicates Israel's determination to secure its borders amid regional tensions. Meanwhile, Trump's consideration of a limited strike on Iran, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, marks a significant shift in U.S. policy. The failed Islamabad negotiations have heightened the possibility of military action. This move could further complicate the geopolitical landscape. Separately, the charges against Israeli leaders by Turkish prosecutors have sparked a strong response from Israel. Netanyahu's comments, highlighted by JNS, reflect Israel's continued opposition to Iran's influence. This diplomatic clash adds to the regional complexities on the economic front. First, Scala Biodesign has secured $16 million to expand its AI-driven protein development platform. Ynet Business reports that the funding will support global expansion, enhancing the development of biologics. Separately, oil prices have plummeted following a ceasefire, causing euphoria in Asian markets. Israel Hayom Business notes that responses in Israel might be less pronounced, given the country's unique economic dynamics. And finally, Safi Kesari, chief of engineering at Priority Software, argues that in the age of AI, planning is now more critical than coding. CTech reports that this reflects a broader transformation in Israeli tech, emphasizing strategic development. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.